next week is World Immunization Week, which aims to highlight the collective action needed to protect us from vaccine-preventable diseases. Now, I know what we're like in this part of the world. If we ask you for help, you step up. We saw that, didn't we, with the COVID trials a few years ago. You just step up. You go, where do we sign? Where do we need to be? And we've got a little bit of past history with that. And the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, as we know, was instrumental in working on the COVID-19 vaccine from nothing to having a vaccine within a year. I mean, that was incredible work. When you think about it now, that was incredible. Now, there are some new trials, this time for pneumonia. Let me just play you this, and we're going to chat some more in a second.
Every 13 seconds, somebody dies of pneumonia. It's the biggest infectious killer of children under 5 worldwide. The main cause of pneumonia is the bacteria pneumococcus, and 1 in 10 people carry it in their nose without developing symptoms or disease. Liverpool Vaccine Group and Oxford Vaccine Group run clinical trials to improve vaccines that protect us all against diseases caused by these bacteria. We use a method called the Human Challenge Model, where we inoculate healthy volunteers and we study carriage of the bacteria in the nose. Compared to traditional vaccine trials, we test current and new vaccines with smaller numbers of volunteers, which produces quicker results. This also reduces the cost, meaning protection to all globally is affordable. Our participants are between 18 and 50. Their safety is paramount. We perform a health screen before to make sure they can take part. We couldn't do this vital work without them, and their contribution makes a huge difference. Whilst you've been watching this video, 7 people have died of pneumonia. Become a clinical trial volunteer today. Make a difference. And help us fight this killer disease. For more information on how to volunteer, visit www.lstmed.ac.uk/arc.
So that was an interesting fact there, wasn't it? That statistic. That piece of audio that I've just played for you was 90 seconds. It was a minute and a half long. In that time, 7 people have died from pneumonia. And when you put it like that, you know, it really brings it home, doesn't it? Well, as I mentioned, next week is World Immunization Week. Angie Hyder-Wright is the clinical lead for the study and is with us now. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Interesting, we were having a listen to that, weren't we? We were having a chat about it. And when you do hear those statistics, you kind of go, a minute and a half, 7 people. Hang on a minute, we need to do something about this.
It's really alarming, you know, so we do need to get better vaccines out there. So currently there are vaccines that protect against pneumonia, but they don't protect against all of the different types of pneumococcal bacteria. So we want to improve those vaccines. And at the moment, we're running the largest human challenge trial globally ever in Liverpool. So we've got 400 people enrolled in that study at the moment. It's called Pneumo2. And we need about 50 more people to take part.
Well, we should get that, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. You know, so even despite that study, we're always running clinical trials in Liverpool. So we have a register that we want people to sign up to, because like you said before, during the pandemic, all of the people in Liverpool registered to take part in those studies. Health practitioners from all across Liverpool came to run those studies as well. So it was a really collaborative community spirit that helped us get that vaccine licensed. So, yeah, basically, we just want lots of people to sign up to the register.
Well, we'll let you know how to do that at the end of our conversation. And we know that you won't let us down. We know you always step up. So pneumonia, is that a virus as well? And does that change constantly? This is nature, isn't it? Does that change constantly and we have to keep up?
So predominantly, pneumonia is caused by a bacteria called pneumococcus, which is what our research is into. So bacteria can cause infections. They're more likely to cause infections with those that are susceptible. So the young children under the age of 5 and people that are a bit older, all those that have got chronic conditions as well are more susceptible. So healthy volunteers 18 to 50 are less likely to get disease, which is why we recruit those to our healthy volunteer trials.
So is that to do with your immune system? When you're a toddler, your immune system's okay, but it's not fully developed. But when you're an older person, it's had a bit of a kicking through your life.
Absolutely.
Right, but right in the middle, your immune system says, come on, mate, I'll take you on.
Yeah.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah. So if 1 in 10 people carry the bacteria inside their nose normally and it poses little threat, right. I'm normally a carrier because I've got 2 snotty kids at home. So I pick those bacteria up all the time. But then it can boost my immune system too, which is great. So that's why we want healthy volunteers, 18 to 50, so that we can all put in a bit to protect those that are vulnerable. Mm. You know, our grandmas, granddads and nieces and nephews at home as well.
And we're a lot more aware now, aren't we? You know, you do see it. You know, we don't look twice now. Somebody's wearing a mask. And sometimes when someone has a sneeze, I don't know whether you've noticed, they go into their elbow.
Yeah.
They're still doing it into their elbow. Or if you come into work, you're not feeling too good. Stay, I feel as though I've got something coming on. Stay away. That kind of thing. And it's been a reminder, hasn't it? A really important reminder the last 3 or 4 years that, you know, these viruses, you know, that these are part of nature.
Yeah.
They've always been there and they probably always will. But this is a way of managing this.
Absolutely. And the best thing that we can do is for yourself, to protect yourself, get vaccinated. You know, go and get your COVID vaccines out there. Wash your hands and make sure that you're washing them regularly. To protect the community, you need to make sure that if you have got any symptoms of respiratory virus, bacteria, you don't know, but go and get yourself tested. You know, the £2 roughly, aren't they, for a COVID test? But also socially isolate yourself. So don't go into work or don't go and see lots of people if you've got infections.
Yeah.
And then finally, globally, take part in a clinical trial, because if you do that, then we're going to be ready for all of those new infections as and when they come. In Liverpool, we've got £6 million invested to open a human challenge inpatient facility. So that's going to be amazing, because we're going to start doing lots more clinical trials in Liverpool, which is why we need more people to register so that we can be prepared for the next pandemic or the next big infection that's coming, you know.
I always find it fascinating, and I've only really, you know, sent thought towards this over the past 3 or 4 years. You walk into any supermarket, you walk into a chemist, or you're not too well, doctor, antibiotics, for all of those things on the shelf, thousands of products. Someone has helped to develop those. Somebody has said, yeah, I'll help you with a clinical trial. But we take it all for granted. So many people over decades.
Yeah.
Have stepped up, and that's why we have these things to help us now.
Absolutely. And like you said before, how long it took for that COVID vaccine to be out there.
It was a year.
Absolutely accelerated. And that was because obviously they had the technology there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of interest. So people registered within a day to take part in that study. And we all wanted to get out of lockdown, and that was fantastic. Mm. But pneumonia is still a big killer. There's other respiratory viruses and infections out there that we still need better vaccines for, which is why we need the local community to take part, register, sign up to take part in these studies, so we're ready for the next ones.
Well, we're going to let everybody know how they can do that in a second, but I thought this was a lucky gonk you brought in.
This is a little Pneumo, so it's a toy teddy of the pneumococcal bacteria.
Yeah.
So little Pneumo's all over our social media, is in the lab, is going out and about, so is here today at Radio Merseyside, which is great as well.
Good stuff. Okay. How can we help you to help other people?
So the best way of registering is to text 2VOL, so that's number 2VOL, to 88802. There's lots of other ways, but that's the quickest way, and we can then register you. It doesn't commit you to take part at all by registering. It just means that you can find out about all the other studies. Currently, we're looking for 18 to 50s, but the next study that we're recruiting to might be 50 to 70-year-olds. So therefore, I encourage everybody as much as possible to sign up. If you then take part in a trial and you refer a friend, then you can get paid £10 as a refer a friend payment as well.
Okay.
All of the volunteers at the moment are getting paid for taking part in the studies. So it's another incentive, really. We just want as many people as possible to sign.
So 18 to 50, did you say?
At the moment for Pneumo 2. Yeah.
Okay.
Healthy.
Healthy 18 to 50.
And that can come to appointments in Liverpool. We're located right next to the Royal. So it's nice and easy to get to.
That's ideal. And let me just double check what I need to send on a text. Is it the number 2 and then VOL?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
So the number 2. Number 2, VOL 88802. And that will register for that as well.
That's brilliant.
Good stuff. Right. Have I missed anything? Anything else you want to mention? Because I don't want you to leave the studio and go, that idiot didn't ask me about this.
No, I just want to thank everybody that took part in all the clinical trials to date. And like you say, it's National Immunisation Week next week. It's International Clinical Trials Day on the 20th of May. So do your bit to take part in a clinical trial, and we really appreciate all of your involvement.
You're more than welcome. And
thank you.
Thanks for telling us about your snotty kids. I've got three at home as well, but they're all adults now. They're still snotty. Anyway, great to meet you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So there you are. I'll give those details out a little bit later on. Thanks to Angie Hyder-Wright, the clinical lead for the study as well. And of course, just go onto the school's website as well, Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. I'm sure all the details are up there too.